Hey friends, let's go back to the 90s with our new book, Mixtape Theology, 90s Christian Edition. It's part devotional, part retrospective, and all awesome. Rediscover the wonder of songs like The Great Adventure and Jesus Freak as you uncover their spiritual significance. But you know, we couldn't just give you a book without some 90s Christian cheese. We've included some original comics and hilarious retrospectives. Michael Tate of Newsboys and DC Talk calls Mixtape Theology the ultimate nostalgic throwback, and Michael W. Smith calls it a great read. Mixtape Theology will have you falling in love with these songs and the gospel all over again. It's nostalgia served with a side of renewed faith, and it's available now at Amazon and Walmart.com. Now, back to the podcast.
You know, everybody loves a good story. If you're a reader, you love a good book, or maybe you don't really read books, but you love movies, or even just a good story passed down through the ages. Well, here's a question for you. What's the greatest story ever told? Welcome to Mixtape Theology. I'm Dr. Ashley, and I'm glad that you have joined us for this Mixtape Theology podcast. Here at Mixtape Theology, myself and my partner, Rachel Cash, we love 90s contemporary Christian music, that golden era of Christian music, and we love to talk about our favorite songs, dig into the theology of our favorite songs, reminisce, really peel back things and think about where we were in our faith and how we maybe understood the theology of songs back then, or how we've grown in our theology. And from time to time, as we reminisce, we even make fun of ourselves a little bit and just have a good time. I'm glad that you're here. And that first question that I opened up with, what's the greatest story ever told? Well, we know what the answer to that question is, and it's a true story. Books and songs have been written with that title, The Greatest Story Ever Told. It's the story of Jesus. And to look at this story, I want to reflect on one of my favorite CCM songs of all time, That Kind of Love by the band PFR. The song opens, "Tell me the story about the man who came down from the sky, who healed the brokenhearted with his hand and dried the tear-dimmed eye. Oh, I would give anything to see him face to face. And oh, he gave us everything to make the world a better place." Before I dig into some of the theology that I want to talk about, I just want to talk about just the beauty of this song standing on its own, just as a work of art. The arrangement is gorgeous. I'm a sucker for acoustic guitars, and I love the feel of this song and how it flows and moves, but how good the acoustic guitars are in the arrangement with subtle percussion that just kind of drives the song. And man, the harmonies of PFR, you know, the rock bands and pop bands of today, they don't have those kind of harmonies that even if you listen to a Jars of Clay album or PFR, and it's not just the vocal groups like For Him, bands like PFR, man, the harmonies are beautiful. And there's the building and the hills and valleys in the song. Even sometimes you'll hear some subtle strings, and then there's band dropouts with these sweet vocals. And I would contend that this song could be released today and would be a hit. This song, That Kind of Love, it was off the famous 1993 album by PFR, Goldie's Last Day. I know a lot of our listeners know all about Goldie. That Kind of Love was a huge radio hit. And although they were a huge 90s band, maybe they don't get talked about as much as they should. I actually saw them for the first time and wasn't even familiar with their stuff. And I went to see Jars of Clay after their 1995 release. And they were kind of doing a tour. They were doing tours, and they were making their way around to college campuses. A lot of bands did that back in the day. And so I drove with a group of friends from my college to Tennessee Tech University in Cookeville, Tennessee. And I wanted to see Jars of Clay. I was all about this new band, and they were opening up for PFR, and I wasn't even really listening to PFR at that point. And Jars of Clay rocked my world, and that night, PFR, they rocked my world as well, and I've been a fan ever since. And I love That Kind of Love. It's one of my favorite Christian songs, as I've already stated. So let's look at really this greatest story ever told in the theology and the song. And really, to get to the heart of the issue, we got to go to the chorus. Where does that kind of love come from? They say that it runs in his blood. Where can I find that kind of love? They say that it runs in his blood. As I reflect on this song, my mind goes to John chapter 15, 13. Greater love has no man than this, than he would lay his life down for his friends. Obviously talking about Jesus laying his life down for us, dying on the cross so that we could have life, saying that there's no greater love than that. And then, of course, the verse also implies us, you know, following Jesus' example and living sacrificial lives for others. But the premise of the verse, the idea, the greatest love of all, is Jesus laying his life down for us. You see, there is power in the blood. The proof is in the blood. The love is in the blood of Jesus. When we talk about blood, we actually need to go way before John 3:16. We actually can go to the very beginning, what led up to Jesus laying his life down for us on the cross and shedding his blood. When sin entered the world and Adam and Eve sinned for the very first time, they ran and hid in their nakedness and they were ashamed. They tried to cover themselves with fig leaves, and that wasn't a suitable covering for them in their nakedness. And God killed an animal and made animal skins for their clothing to cover their sin. This was a precursor to the sacrificial system. This was the first time the shedding of blood would be utilized to cover one's sin. And then, of course, Israel, well, they received this sacrificial system, and we know they would take a lamb, and lambs would be sacrificed, and animals would give up their lives as in their sacrifice, blood would be shed as people trusted in God and worshiped him, and they would make these sacrifices for the remission of blood. Well, biblically, that's where you have this forgiveness of sins, but yet they had to keep doing those sacrifices over and over and over again, year after year. But then Jesus came, the perfect sacrificial lamb. Another Adam, in fact, the last Adam, fully God, fully man, Jesus standing in our place, an unblemished lamb, and his blood, his sacrifice, was by choice to save us. His sacrifice, as he shed his blood, proves his love for us. Jesus gave up his life so that we could have eternal life. His death and the shedding of blood was the supreme evidence and expression of his love for us. His sacrificial death is proof of how much he loves us. Listen to the next verse of the song, the way he died upon the cross. Was that the only way to save the children who were lost? Will he come back again someday? Oh, I would give anything to see him face to face. And oh, he gave us everything to make the world a better place. Oh, I want to find that kind of love. They say that it runs in his blood. Yes, his blood was the only way. And yes, he will come back again someday. Hebrews chapter 12, the first couple of verses of that passage, is one of my favorite passages of Scripture. The writer of Hebrews says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and therefore we teach as we study the Bible is there for a reason. And he's referring to chapter 11, which we call the great faith chapter in the Bible. All these people by faith, by faith, by faith. There's one after another. They trusted in God at his word, and God proved himself to them as they had faith. So there's this cloud of witnesses that has been before us, that is cheering us on. They are surrounding us. Well, they are there. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so closely tangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. You see, Jesus is the initiator of our faith. He's the one that made it possible. And through him, he perfects our faith. And then look at this next phrase, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Jesus endured the cross, and it was his joy. Greater love has no man than this. It was his joy. He shed his blood because he loves us. So for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. When someone sits, they are in a resting position. Jesus sat down after he died and resurrected because the work for our salvation, the work for our forgiveness, was complete. What's the greatest story ever told? It's the story about the man, the God-man, Jesus Christ, who gave us everything. Thanks for listening to this Mixtape Theology podcast, and I can't wait to be back with you again. Blessings.
The Mixtape Theology podcast is part of the NRT Podcast Network. Find more Christian music-related podcasts at newreleasetoday.com.